We were talking about... the school board, and that you ran and you didn't win. It's all Abrams won.
Yes, all that.
Right. And that was the only time you ran.
That was the only time. Let's see. And then I caught on. If you really want to get elected, run unopposed. I ran for judge of elections in my district in Squirrel Hill, which I won. And then I worked as a judge of elections for, I don't know, probably three or four years. Anyway.
When you're judge of elections, you're judge of elections in that particular...
You run the polling place in that particular...
And where was
district.
That?
It was in... I don't know what the boundaries were, but they included Darlington Road between Whiteman and Murray, and then the polling place was on Bartlett. There was a synagogue or a shul there. There used to be one there now.
Oh, yes.
There was a shul there, and that was our polling place. In a house.
Right.
But it was a shul. Yeah, it was a house, but it was a shul, and it was our polling. And it went down, took in a couple of blocks on Whiteman anyway.
And what year was that?
That would have been probably... my boss.
This was after your run for school board.
No, actually, it was the other way around. I ran for school board when I was in law school. But this was before I ever went to law school, because I was a judge of elections, and it was really, it wasn't a political position at all. And my boss made me resign. It was so aggravating. Because the labor board is in neutral. He made me resign from the ACLU board, from the ADA board. I mean, you're just supposed to be totally non-political. None of these were, they were not Republican, Democratic political. And now, if he were to tell me that, I would say, no, it doesn't make any sense at all. Let's talk about it. But then, anything he told me to do, I did. Then I resigned. It was really simple. But that must have been for about 3 years, 71 to 74 or something like that, right?
Sure.
Or maybe later, because I hadn't resigned in 77, so.
Well, for you to think of wanting to take on the school board while you're going to law school, and what would you have done if you had
won?
Fortunately, I never had to answer that question. It would have been just impossible. I mean, I don't know what I would have done. I cannot tell you.
She might have taken a leave of absence.
I don't know what I would have done.
And when did you
marry? I have to say, I'm not sure I thought it through.
Well, see, everything always happens for the best.
Well, probably did.
When did you marry your husband?
Charlie.
Yes.
In 1979.
And how did you meet?
Charlie had a friend who was a good friend of his and who was a good friend of mine. And she suggested to Charlie that he call me. And she did.
Did you get married shortly
after? No, we met probably in the summer of 78. And we probably didn't get married until December of 79.
You met in the summer of 78,
I think,
did you
that's
say?
Right, yeah.
That was the year
or maybe the fall. Maybe the late summer of 78, and we got married in December of 79. Yeah, that sounds right.
79 would have been when Miles graduated high school.
Yeah.
That's the same age as our daughter.
Yes, that's right. Because Miles lived here after we got married. For a while, anyway.
Who's Miles?
Charlie's son. What are the names of Charles' children?
Charlie has four children. His oldest daughter is Frances. And his Frances. His second daughter is Meryl. You got their last names?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Frances Bard.
B-A-R-D?
B-A-R-G.
G.
Meryl Ainsman.
Meryl. M-E-R-R-I.
M-E-R-Y-L.
Oh.
M-E-R-Y-L.
Ainsman?
A-I-N-S-M-A-N.
Her name is in the Chronicle every week.
Yeah. is she a caterer?
No, well, she was for a while, but then she's not doing it anymore. She was a caterer with her sister, who was Judy Dannenberg. And Judy is Charlie's third daughter. And then his son is Miles' boyfriend. Does Miles. Fran live here? No, Fran is the only one who doesn't live here. The other three, the youngest three, all live here. But Franny moved to Philadelphia, I would say, about 8 years ago.
So she's in Philly.
Yeah.
Doing?
Well, she has two children, one of whom is a sophomore in college, and one of whom is the youngest is a senior in high school. And she's getting a PhD in medical anthropology.
You're all such underachievers. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And Merle's very active in the Jewish community.
Merle. Yes. She's very active.
And Judy
is she runs this catering business. She has a catering business.
And Miles
is a lawyer.
In the law firm.
Yeah, in the same law firm, Charlie's.
How do you view your accomplishments and or successes?
That's very hard. I mean, I think I will leave that for other people. I know what makes me happiest, which is another.
What does make you happy?
Okay, my family and my work. And I put my dog in the family.
Good. What do you view as your most significant accomplishment?
Well, I mean, putting personal things, family aside?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
I would say bringing up four kids. I mean, that's got to be.
Right.
My work, as a lawyer, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's no question about it.
In retrospect, is there anything that you think you would do differently?
About 40 million.
That would be a real impact on your life.
Oh, I think I would have been married for the first time much later in life.
Then after your freshman year?
Sure, absolutely. That probably was one of my least good decisions.
You moved to Pittsburgh in 69, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see any contrast between Pittsburgh in 69 and the Pittsburgh now?
Yes, I do, absolutely. I think the community itself has changed enormously. When I moved here in 69, the mills were... It was certainly a flourish. The steel mills were certainly... This was a heavy industry town in 69. And then, with the decrease in the steel industry, I mean, I think that has seriously impacted on the whole community. And I think it just changed the nature of the city.
Do you recognize any differences culturally?
My own sense of Pittsburgh is that culturally, I think this is a very Yankee town, because I think that the music is wonderful here. The theater is okay. I don't go to a lot of dance stuff, but the stuff that I do go to, I certainly enjoy, and I think this is a very rich community culturally, and I guess I would say that the cultural life in this community has improved since 1969. I think the opera is better than it used to be. I think the symphony has been excellent, certainly under Maisel. I thought it was wonderful.
And it seems to want to involve more people.
Yeah. And I think the chamber music just chugs along, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on. I mean, jazz, country music, mm-hmm. Everything. It's really, I think it's just culturally a very rich town. And it's accessible. It's accessible.
How do you view Pittsburgh's Jewish life in its place in the general community now?
I don't think that I can really answer that question. I don't know the answer to that question. It certainly, I guess, it seems to me that it is flourishing. In the general community, I think that it seems to me to be flourishing. I don't know the answer to that.
Is there any other information that you would like us to cover or to add?
You have hobbies too.
I know
you do.
Oh, how did you know that? Yes, I do. Tell us about them.
Well, let's see. I love the outdoor life. I like to be outdoors. I like to garden. I birdwatch. I like to go hiking. This is the first winter in a number of years that I haven't gone cross-country skiing. But I didn't.
There was a lot of snow.
And I also got cross-country skiing with a group of people. And we lost a key member who died in a terrible accident last year. And I think it sort of took the heart out of all of us. And I just didn't go either. And I don't know that somebody must have gone. But I didn't. And I last summer, I went whitewater rafting with my granddaughter in Idaho. And I just like that sort of thing. I just like to do that sort of thing.
That's marvelous.
Yeah, I think it suits me.
Mm-hmm. What a great way to have kind of a relationship with your granddaughter.
Yeah. And I've done it with all my grandchildren. Whenever they get bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, mm-hmm. they get a trip, within reason. And that's what she picked. And I
could always go to the Ohio pile for that.
Yeah, sure.
Now, when did you do that?
I did it last summer.
Last summer?
Yeah, I guess it was in August or the end of July. I just like to be outside. I go hiking.
Where do you go?
Well, let's see. This year, okay. I have taken long hikes, but
the Appalachian Trail.
No, I tried it once. I just almost died. I mean, I was ready to kill myself. I was hoping I would die. It was so hard. I mean, this was probably in 1985 or so. I went hiking in England in the Lake District. My youngest daughter, but this year a friend of mine's daughter got married, and I went to Maine, and my youngest daughter went to the same wedding, and then we went out to the Rangeley area, and we hiked for a couple of days.
Where do you stay overnight? You just backpack?
No, I don't. I used to backpack very lightly, but I do not backpack anymore because my back can't do it. I absolutely cannot backpack anymore. I mean, day pack, yes, but nothing. If I put 2 or 3 pounds on my back, that's it. And I walk a lot. I walk to work every day. Not every day.
You walk from here downtown?
Yeah. So, because I just like to be outdoors. And I like to
you
walk.
Do you walk with family?
I can't do it.
You do?
No problem. Never had a problem.
How long does it take you?
It takes me a little over an hour.
You have a problem with that. Well, you have chick that will drive you back.
Well, I mean, she could go home. I take a bus. I get a ride with somebody about once a week. I probably take a cab. So, but I always get home. I have a friend who sometimes she'll take me home at least twice a week, sometimes 3 times a week. So, I mean, or I take the EBA will take me to
East Liberty,
Negley, which is about a mile.
The East Liberty Busway or something.
Yes, right up.
Busway.
You can tell I don't take it.
No, you don't. Yeah. But if you live in this area, because it just goes zoom, I mean, once you're at the EDA, you can get downtown faster that way than any other way.
Where
you
do
can
you pick
think
it up?
Of. Well, I don't take it to work. Yeah. Could you have call them back? I can ask if I can call them.
Did you ever publish anything?
No. Oh, I tried. I haven't done that. I published.
You write poetry.
But I've never published anything. But if I retire, then I think I'll work on it. Maybe I'll clean it up. Who knows? But I have no reason to believe anybody would publish anything.
Free form or rhyming stuff?
No, it doesn't rhyme.
Okay.
It is an iambic pentameter.
No.
Okay.
No. Wonderful.
Have you thought of any other questions?
No. What else didn't we touch on?
Cover a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said you garden.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get involved in garden clubs or how about flower arrangements?
No. I mean, I arrange flowers, but I don't do flower arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you very,
very
much.
I mean, it's really
wonderful.
As we know, you're a very busy person.